The incident took place at lunchtime and provoked a massive security alert. Congress was locked down. Hundreds of National Guard troops took up position around the building after shots were heard being fired by police at the suspect who attacked them. Acting Capitol Hill Police Chief Yogananda Pittman.
The suspect did start lunging toward U.S. Capitol Police officers, at which time... U.S. Capitol Police officers fired upon the suspect. At this time, the suspect has been pronounced deceased. Two U.S. Capitol Police officers were transported to two different hospitals. And it is with a very, very heavy heart that I announce one of our officers has succumbed to his injuries.
The slain officer, Billy Evans, was an 18-year veteran of the force. The suspect has been identified as a 25-year-old originally from Indiana. It's believed that he was living south of Washington in Virginia. On Facebook, he called himself a follower of the Nation of Islam. But police say they don't think the attack was motivated by terrorism, nor do they think he was seeking to harm any specific member of Congress. President Biden at Camp David says he's heartbroken by events that have turned Capitol Hill into a crime scene for the second time in just 3 months.